Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality. Whether it's the basics of faith or the hot-button issues of the day, talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM radio dial. This is the time. This is the place here at Religion on the Line. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Pastor Barry Fries, BlueRidgeChurch.org, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And we are eager to get to our first caller. Go ahead. You've got Religion on the Line.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning.
I said I was going to talk about the curse of Ham, but I did want to make a quick comment on the Franklin Graham comment. Crackdown. As far as I know, he was agreeing with Putin's position on same-sex adoption. I didn't know that he agreed with any kind of crackdown.
Well, I'm quoting from the Religion News Service article.
Well, I was reading his comments, and I didn't see anything besides that.
I think also he believes that there's a homosexual agenda worldwide, and that Putin is stopping it or attempting to stop that so-called homosexual agenda of preying upon children in Russia, and Franklin Graham believes that is going on in the United States as well. That's the quotes that I've read.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
well, now,
that just doesn't match up with the reality.
The reality, unfortunately, of people that take advantage of children has more to do with family, biological family, than it has anybody's orientation. And that's, I think that's just what they call it, a red herring.
Well, you know, he has pretty much the same position as John Burke on adoption. Now, that's not the reason I called, though. Last week, when I was talking about trumping scripture, Rabbi, you brought up the curse of Ham,
mm-hmm.
and you asked me if I believed in it.
I don't remember asking if you believed in it, but
Go
ahead. If you assume that's what I asked, I'll take your word for it.
Syrian scholars wrote about it. I was a little
say that again.
And you mentioned Syrian scholars that had accepted that as the interpretation of curse of Ham. I was a little confused by the question, because the curse of Ham is really an error in how to. It's a curse of Canaan in the Bible.
Well, no, it's Ham, and Cain is descended from Ham.
Well, no, Canaan is the son, the youngest son of Ham. But when he's blessing, he blesses.
We just said the same thing, but okay.
No, it's not the same thing.
All right, fine.
Because Canaan was
In rabbinic tradition, it's called the curse of Ham.
I know
that. And Canaan is part of that family line. At any rate, make the point, Mike.
In the 6th century with the Babylonian Talmud. But it started in the Western culture. The first example of it was during the 15th century with Portuguese slave trade. Now, Canaan was who the curse was on. It says, but Canaan shall be his slave. It doesn't say, but Ham.
And your point?
Well, Canaan was thought to be the father of the Palestinians, Phoenicians, not the blacks. So the use of that verse to endorse slavery was an example of trumping scripture in order to get
All I was trying to point out, I think, because this was last week, Mike, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that this was used as a justification, as I think we just agreed, for something that is untoward and not biblical.
Yes,
it was unpacked for that purpose, and people accepted it, including in our own day, in our own history in the United States, in the abolitionist versus the slaveholder debate, that the Bible authorizes it, and therefore it's okay.
Well, my point is that was brought up in the context of us discussing trumping scripture, and this interpretation of the verse is an example of trumping scripture.
Well, this is not the language I use. What I understand is all of us unpack the text and strive to be both engaged by what it's trying to tell us and what we bring to it. And in Jewish tradition, as you're probably aware, there's no one, this is what the text means. There are meanings in the text. We call that midrash, or unpacking, or engaging with, in dialogue with the sacred literature, because we study it, as you know. This is a Christian argument. It's not a Jewish one. We don't have that kind of fundamental fight. So you guys fight. And I mean that with affection. I'm not talking about you got to yell and scream.
Well, I'm not looking for a fight. I'm just
saying, I know you're not.
I'm just saying the use of that verse, you had to ignore what the verse said to ignore it. He blesses Shem.
Our tradition would not call it ignoring it. It would call it engaging and wrestling
well,
with it, but okay.
Speaking the language I'm accustomed to, and
okay,
very good.
I would have to take a course on how to use another language, I guess.
Go ahead. Just keep listening on Sunday mornings, and you'll get it.
Well, I'm listening.
I know.
To learn, but I'm just saying that you had Shem
Yaphet.
Yeah, were blessed, and they were the sons of Ham. I mean, sons
no,
of Noah,
they're brothers.
Sons of Noah, Jason.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But Canaan was the son of Ham, and so it was a little peculiar. Ham was only discussed as being black. I think that was the first bringing up that he might have been black was in the 6th century in the Babylonian Talmud. So all of this came later.
I'm not aware of the Babylonian Talmud in any fashion suggesting that Ham is black, whatever that means.
Well,
and I'll take Michael's, you'll excuse me, Mike, but I'll take Michael's interpretation and memory of this, thinking that he knows more.
Well, but I will admit to you, I've never researched it, but I've never, ever heard any such reference.
Well,
absolute. Did you find that in the Talmud, or you found that in on the Internet?
Well, I found it on the Internet, but the Portuguese, Christian scholars in the Portuguese of the 15th century used that to reason that the Africans were the descendants of Ham, and they actually said Cain. They were confusing Canaan with Cain to be cursed.
Got it.
Well, there's that's another kind of curse, so-called.
Well, I know, but they were confused.
Yeah,
but they're confused about the whole thing. But the whole thing was apologetic for racism, is what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, now we're agreeing.
Now we're on the same page.
Although I will admit, when you say confused, you know, I'm very confident that if God willing, the world is around in a couple of hundred years, people will look back at all of us with the same kind of, how did they ever get that idea? You know, because God willing, progress, not just process. At any rate, thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much, and we appreciate your comment this time, Michael. Mike from Fairway. So, I think that he just made your case, Michael.
I'm not sure, Guy.
I don't know.
I appreciate his efforts and his clarification and his, you know, Mike has probably been with the show as long as you and I have.
I think so. 576-7710 is the number to call. 576-7710. 576-7710. Michael, what are, let's say, two or three of your favorite texts? And Barry, the same for you.
You're so mean.
Just start
That's
off.
My favorite. You're so mean.
Yeah.
Ma Nora, how awesome is this place? And I did not know it.
Which
can sometimes be my eye got in the way of my knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
You shall be holy, for I, the Eternal, your God, am holy. I mean, what an outrageous, amazing idea that is.
Impossible, seemingly.
Yeah. Human beings are created in the image of God. Certainly that's way up there. You shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy people. And I guess if I had only one verse, it's holy, holy, holy is the Eternal of hosts. The whole earth is God's. And here's this word that's in Hebrew, kavod, presence, heaviness, literally means liver, honor, glory. There's no place where God is not. Is what it would mean, in effect.
Barry, what are, let's take a break and come back to you after
okay,
the break.
I'm
and,
ready.
He's ready. 576-7710, what are your favorite scriptures from your faith traditions? Give us a call, 576-7710. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Michael Savage.
They've confused sexual liberation with far more important liberations. And that's a great, great scam in order to imprison an entire generation, which is to turn them all into sexually promiscuous beings and then tell them do whatever they want and let them think they're free and then to hobble them with socialism.
The Savage Nation. Weekdays 2 till 5 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City, providing superior service and attention to detail for over 20 years. KansasCityDoor.com.
Hey everybody, Rachel Ray here. Nothing puts a bigger smile on my face than cooking up a big meal for family and friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in America who are struggling with hunger. These children, that's one out of every five, often have to skip meals because there's just nothing to eat in the kitchen. Yet there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last hungry child. If only there was a way to get it to them. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across our country. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America at your local food bank and at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We don't know what's going on with our daughter. We're worried that she might be drinking or taking something else. My husband saw cans and bottles in the back of her friend's car, but we don't know how to talk to her about it. She's been keeping her life a big secret. I was uncomfortable when a friend asked me how our daughter's doing, so I pretended everything is okay and realized that now I'm keeping secrets too. My therapist suggested we try Al-Anon family groups. I'm glad we took her advice. It helps to talk with people who understand what you're going through because they've gone through the same thing. Are you troubled by someone's drinking? You might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or visit alanonfamilygroups.org.
Are you tired of financial advisors promising you security but delivering none? Are you tired of being sold products that aren't right for you? Are you worried about your legacy? Retirement is not a rehearsal, so make the choice to contact The Retirement Store, a store full of answers. Their unique consultation process brings the necessary professionals to you for a tailored and focused process. So start your planning today with The Retirement Store. Call 877-504-6600 to learn more. That's 877-504-6600.
Securities and investment advisory services offered solely through Ameritas Investment Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I guess I called AA because alcohol didn't work anymore. Drinking used to give me a sense of meaning in life. I called AA not knowing what to expect. Certainly not cheerfulness, but that's what I got. People had humor. They seemed to be at ease. I hung around. Now I feel much more comfortable with myself and the people around me. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
He's been where you are and where you want to be. Get it straight. Get Dave Ramsey weekdays 9 to 11 on KCMO Talk Radio 710. Now at 103.7 FM.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Pastor Barry Freese, Blue Ridge Boulevard, United Methodist Church, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And I must say also 103.7 on your FM radio dial. You know, it's interesting how the words have a groove in your brain and your speech patterns, and I'm just now getting to the point of listening to. We're on two stations. It's amazing.
I suspect you have the phone number deep in there. After what, 20 plus years?
576-7710. Our good friend John Perk is away in St. Louis and will be back next Sunday, but is doing a gig with his brother. So,
and John also sent us an email from Richard Tripp about the spring break for the homeless.
You know, speaking of which, we have him on the line, I think.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Good.
We're going to go, Richard, you've got Religion on the Line. Good morning.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning. How you all doing?
All right, guy. Good. How are you doing?
Well, we're getting ready for the 19th. You know, I haven't been able to do much promotion this year because of my health, but I've got to get the word out. We need new and used clothing for the poor, for the homeless, for those in Kansas City that really need the help. We need potluck dinners brought down, any kind of food they want to make, bring it down, and we'll throw up a circus tent to feed Kansas City's biggest potluck dinner. People can reach me at the website at www.copinc.com, which is COPPINC.com, or they can reach me on my line, my telephone line, at area code 816-721-3291. Again, area code 816-721-3291. I really need the help this year, gentlemen.
How many people do you anticipate serving and helping?
We'll have a couple thousand. We always have at least that many. With the way homelessness is getting now, we may have more.
Richard, we have had a little bit of that kind of experience ourselves at community in our food pantry. We gave out food on the first Tuesday that we normally do in the last couple of weeks of March to 104 families over the course of basically 2.5 hours. And that's a huge load on our food pantry. It was amazing that there was that many people in need of food for that one time.
Most people don't understand the average age of homelessness in Kansas City now is like 9 or 10. I mean, there's more kids than old people that's out there.
I've heard that. I've heard that the average age is very young.
Yeah, and, you know, it's up to us to take care of our community.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing it for 30 years. Good Lord willing, I'll do it a little while longer, you know.
All right. Richard, what's your phone number again?
It's area code 816-721-3291.
Okay, and that's at Linwood and Paseo, basically, right?
Right, at the Scottish Rites Temple.
And that's on Saturday, the 19th of April, on Easter weekend.
Right, and we can use help on the 18th, too, sorting through the clothes that's brought in and
okay.
This type of stuff.
Now, that number is your office number, is that correct, or is that
cell? No, that's my cell number.
Okay, all right. Well, you're a very brave person to give out your cell number. Very nice. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Richard.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, and hope to see you then.
All righty. Bye-bye. He does this year in and year out. Michael, I think even it precedes maybe the show?
That I'm not sure of. I think they're pretty overlapping, but I did not know of of Richard before the show started. So who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But it is a good service. It's
the issue is more than that. That's for sure. And I know you agree with me.
Yeah,
on
absolutely.
That one.
Completely. 576-7710. 576-7710 is the number to call. We have. We are waiting for your calls, actually, right now. My goodness, we had some calls. They kind of faded off the screen. I don't think it was our equipment. Do call back, 576-7710, 576-7710. Give us your review of Noah or any other movie that you want to comment about that has a religious impact on you or you think can have on some folks. There's some controversy, by the way, Michael, about Noah. In certain circles, and I don't know whether it's about the rock people who are called the Watchers, or it's, you know, interpreting Noah's self-reflection that about the evil that's even within him and his family, and that basically the plan really should be to not repopulate the earth, but just let the innocent be the ones who are now going to roam the earth, on the new creation, as it will be when the ark finally rests, and that they won't die violent deaths, but that they will come to their earthly ends in a way that, you know, so and so will bury so and so, and so will bury so and so, and then it will be total innocence upon this earth. I will tell you, I've never read the Noah story that way ever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was intriguing, very imaginative, and it puts Noah in a conundrum when I think it's Shem's wife or partner, mate, gets pregnant and delivers twin girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to, Noah says, if it's girls, I'll slay them. A girl, I'll slay it. If it's a boy, then they can be the last one to bury the last Jephthah. They can bury that person. Very, very interesting. I don't think I'm ruining the movie, particularly because the CGI that's involved in this thing.
So how do they deal with the diversity in the gene pool?
They don't, except that Leah, Elah, Shem's mate, is not of their blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got only half blood, I guess, if the two little girls are the mates for the remaining boys on the boat, on the ark, then there's less of a problem about the gene pool.
I sure hope we don't get calls about this one. Although one of the things that is intriguing or brings to mind is the question is asked by the sages, why did the generation of Noah deserve destruction and the generation of the Tower of Babel only dispersion? And the difference from their perspective is that one generation at least cooperated with each other, even though it was an awful mission in terms of the Bible's perspective. Mm-hmm. At least they work together.
576-7710 is the number to call. We're going to take a break, pay some bills. We'll be right back here at 576-7710, Religion on the Line.
Are you starting your day with the KCMO Morning Show and Greg Knapp?
My culture that I grew up in, you never get a C. If you get a C, you should be ashamed of yourself. And there's going to be big problems at the Knapp House if you bring home a C. So what happened? Well, I buckled down and worked hard and asked to teach for extra credit, and I got a B. Never got a C. Yeah, culture matters.
The KCMO Morning Show with Greg Knapp, weekdays 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio 710, now on FM at 103.7.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Possible new clues in the hunt for the missing Malaysian Airlines plane. Chinese ships picking up sounds twice, then a third detected.
In a separate part of the Indian Ocean, 300 miles away, Australia says its ship Ocean Shield has picked up sound which it continues to investigate. The sounds from the deep sound like possible breakthroughs. Search coordinators say don't bank on it.
James Matthews of Sky News. A U.S. Navy ship has reached a sailboat hundreds of miles off Mexico. Two adults and two children were on the round-the-world cruise when one of the kids got sick and didn't respond to medication. Kentucky and Connecticut will vie for the NCAA basketball championship. Kentucky edging Wisconsin 74-73. Kentucky coach John Calipari.
Whoever had the ball last that could make a shot was going to win the game.
Connecticut top Florida is 63-53. The final will be played Monday night. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance for an isolated rain shower or two throughout the day. We'll top out at 59 for a daytime high. Temperatures will fall back through the 50s this evening. Rain chances really start to increase on Monday. Cloudy skies tomorrow with a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms and a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Tom Walks.
Hi, I'm Sarah with Four Seasons. You've heard me talking about Four Seasons sunrooms for a long time. But listen closely, because today I've got an incredible offer on Four Seasons windows. Get energy-saving triple-pane windows for double-pane prices when ordering four or more. That's a huge savings on these top-of-the-line windows. Plus, get free installation if ordered by the end of this month. There's no better offer than that anywhere. Call for more information at 816-524-2770. Four season windows are built to last a lifetime, and they're installed by our own certified staff with over 20 years of experience and integrity from our family at Four Seasons. Come by our beautiful showroom in Lee Summit to see a complete selection of these beautiful, high-quality windows. Call for more information at 816-524-2770, 816-524-2770. Or go online to leisurelivingkc.com to see all of our incredible four-season products.
Everybody knows the UNCF motto, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. But a change last year in the Federal Parent Plus Loan Program is putting hundreds of thousands of our best young minds at risk, putting college out of reach financially. It's an emergency. 14,000 rising UNCF sophomores and juniors, even graduating seniors, priced out of re-enrolling for the academic year. They need a college education, and we need them to get one. They are our next generation of teachers, scientists, doctors and nurses, and community leaders. This is Michael Lomax, President and CEO of UNCF, the United Negro College Fund, and its campaign for emergency student aid. These students look to UNCF for the support they need to finish their education. And UNCF looks to you. So go to uncf.org, click on the Campaign for Emergency Student Aid box, and help us help them go to and through college. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in.
KCMO, Talk Radio 710, and now on FM at 103.7. Straight talk given to you straight, only on KCMO.
Yeah. Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Pastor Barry Fries, BlueRidgeChurch.org, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda. Before we get your guys' favorite verses, we got Charles, our West Virginia correspondent, gave us his. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Hi, guys. Sorry for the second email. Wanted to get on the favorite verse call.
Yeah.
Ecclesiastes 7:16 is the King James Version. I'd have to look at the Hebrew to know what the distinction might be there. Be not righteous over much. neither make thyself overwise, why shouldest thou destroy thyself? And he adds, this is one command I have no problem following. LOL, he then added.
Yeah, lots of laughs.
Yeah.
And I always thought it was lots of love. But
I thought it was laugh out loud.
It's laugh out loud. It's laugh out loud.
I originally thought it was lots of love, too. But some people got really, what are you kidding?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like it. It says, do not, and the following verses, do not be too wicked. Maybe a little wickedness would be unavoidable, or it may be even advisable. I don't know. And do not be a fool. Why should you die before your time? One of these parallelism verses. So, yeah. Very interesting what people find as kind of biblical verses that are favorites. Michael, I don't know if you do this, but I will frequently suggest to people to have some memory verses by which they can be inspired and take comfort and strength by. And I say you can't just take the one that you know by heart, Jesus wept. You can't do that. You got to do something a little bit more
lengthy. You just don't get the same points with that.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about, favorite passages and such. I've got a few. In Matthew, where Jesus talks about loving God and loving neighbor, many translations have a follow-up on that that says all the law and the prophets hangs on this. And I really do find that attractive. Also in John, where Jesus is working on preparing the disciples for his exit, pretty simply states, if you love me, you'll follow my commandments. And then the Father will send the advocate or the helper, interpreted as the Holy Spirit. And perhaps it's my days writing and working in computers, but the if-then nature of that and linking those two really means a lot to me. And probably finally the do this in remembrance of me direction, which I'm sure Bob will agree with because it implies the importance of communion. And in the Methodist tradition, of course, that's a means of grace, a way God's love comes to us.
Absolutely beautiful. Yep. Yep. I have lots of them. I just think of Joel's kind of blessed rage for order when he envisions young men seeing visions and old men and women dreaming dreams. And then that's repeated in the New Testament at the time of Pentecost. The parallelisms between John's gospel, when he talks about in the beginning, and Genesis 1:1 in the beginning, and in both cases, deity is there, and that's a very reassuring moment. All you'd have to say for me is, in the beginning, God, and that would be very powerful.
That's the baseball verse, right? In the big inning?
In the big inning. Oh. He would have to do that.
Joseph served in Pharaoh's court.
And there he's leaving us now. He's got to get to church. We're going to go to Brad now. Brad, you've got religion on the line. Good morning.
Hi. Being here, all ministers, and I'm sure you guys have done your share of funerals.
We're not all ministers. There's a rabbi here.
Okay.
But we're clergy.
At any rate, you got a point. Okay. Yeah.
And you've had to do some funerals in your time. And I was at a funeral yesterday, and it was nice, but it was pretty much cut and paste, dry, and there was really nothing really personal about it. And I have a question. Then I've been to other funerals where the person, before they passed away, pretty much spelled it out what they wanted. They wanted these are their favorite songs, these are the verses they want, this is what they want presented, and things like that. And I like those better. Now, I have a question, though. When would it be okay to approach an elderly relative and ask them, what is your favorite verse, what is your favorite hymn? What do you think?
Mm. Wonderful question. Michael has the answer to that. So, Brad, it's on a case-by-case basis, but it helps if the clergy person in a religious community will encourage the flock of whatever stripe to say, hey, do your families a real big favor and do give some thought to how you would like your homegoing or your funeral, your memorial service, your celebration of life service to proceed, because they would appreciate the guidance. And by the way, you can leave a copy if you'd like to talk with me about it. Let's do talk about that. By the way, this is operating against the superstition that if you start talking about your plans that you will then die. That will not happen per se. It's not a cause and effect. Many people, and if you have some people in the congregation that can give testimony that they did it 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and show that there's not a cause and effect relationship between talking about what you want. I will say this, there's a little danger in this, and Michael, you might back me up. If you don't, that's okay. Sometimes people will say, oh, I don't want a service. I'm not deserving of anything.
Mm-hmm.
The funeral is not for the deceased. They're there only spiritually, although that is a powerful presence. The service of whatever sort it is for the living. And in my experience, families really need the service, and the dying do a very big disservice by insisting that there be nothing at all for them to remember them.
Yeah, I certainly agree with Bob's point on that. As to how to have such a conversation, a lot depends on the nature of the relationship with the person you want to have that discussion with. But I would encourage it to be at a time when people are well, not when in extremis and near the end of the journey. If that be the case, I think you need to take your cue from the person in the situation as opposed to, hey, by the way, I've always wanted to ask you, and before it's too late. That would be my concern, quite honestly. But you know, are there any particular details you want? Because to be sure are incorporated. I've had more than a few of those conversations, and I know lots of families have. But I do emphasize, it's best to have them when it's not the immediate shadow of someone is near death, unless they want to have that conversation.
Brad, it need not be just the elderly. You could prime the pump by saying to, let's say, your mother, or your father, an aunt, or an uncle, you know, I've been thinking about this. I don't know exactly what I want, but I do know what I don't want. When I come to meet my day, would you please make sure this or that doesn't happen and these things do happen? What do you think? What are you going to do for yours?
That's an interesting way of looking at it. Yeah. And
model the behavior. Like model the behavior by getting your plans verbalized and on paper. These are, according to the Center for Practical Bioethics, there's other ethical situations to consider, such as treatment at the end of life. And it's very important to have those caring conversations, as they're called, and to make sure that your family knows your wishes and your preferences.
Okay, that's a good way to look. Do you guys have any insights from experience where somebody handed you a personal, say, this is what they want, word by word,
or
you guys have had to suddenly, they said, come up with something, and you had to kind of make something up?
You mean like a eulogy is what you're saying?
Yeah.
A eulogy or a... nobody's ever given me a eulogy to just repeat that they've written. Not yet.
People have given me highlights, et cetera. I've never. My challenge nowadays is, Bob, I don't know if this is your experience. I spent the first 10 years of my now 40-year rabbinate, isn't that frightening, asking people regularly, is there a member of the family or a friend who to whom we should extend this honor? Because it does not have to be the rabbi. And nobody would ever say yes.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
Now the greater problem is getting people to stop talking.
Brad, I think that we've had both experiences. We've had people who give you a very detailed outline of what they want, what they don't want, what can be included, etc. And then then some people where it's just a blank tabla rasa. You have the basic outline.
Okay, one last question. What is your most requested song you've seen?
Interesting.
Song, Amazing Grace? Did you say?
Song.
Yeah, Amazing Grace?
Well, not necessarily.
In the Sweet By and By?
How Great Thou Art would be up there. You know, there's probably 10 or so that would be equal. On Eagle's Wings is a more contemporary tune that is one of the favorites because it's so comforting and it quotes a psalm.
Music would be part, would normatively be part of a funeral service in your traditions, guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah. At least one, two, or more.
And what's the most common scripture you've seen?
Well, that's pretty easy. I don't know about Michael. Do you have scriptures that are requested or that are mandated?
Well,
almost always
the 121st Psalm and the 23rd Psalm are part of Jewish funeral practice.
And that used to be the case in Christian funerals. The 23rd Psalm still is. It's the most popular scripture on the face of the earth for Christians as well as for Jews, I think. Mm-hmm. But the 121st Psalm, back in the day, I'm not as elderly as Michael is. So no, I don't have as, and he would say, yes, and you don't have as much experience either. So I don't have as much experience as Michael. But 4 or 5 years shy of that, the 121st Psalm, I lift my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help, to quote the King James Version. That one used to be, but we're less of a bucolic-oriented, rural-situated society. We're more urban. So those kind of things, I lift my eyes to what hills? Where? I don't know what that means. And so the references to nature take a little bit of a back seat, but the 23rd Psalm continues to be a favorite.
Is this an abstraction you're asking, or do you have to do a service soon for a loved one?
No. I just, well, who knows? When my dad is getting ahead, did have a stroke last year, so it'd be interesting to ask him. And okay, well, I appreciate
all right.
Your time.
Can he
communicate? I have plenty of coasters, thank you.
Can your dad communicate?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had any conversation like this with him?
Closest we had is I did have him sign over a, some personal things, yeah.
Good.
But nothing like this. But this could be brought up, yeah.
Yeah, well, start it as soon as possible.
But okay. Bob gave you some really good advice with, Dad, I've been thinking, because it's a real thing, your stroke reminds me of all of us being mortal, and I've been thinking about some of the things I would want to be sure my family knew, and like X, Y, Q. Anything like that important to you, Dad?
Yeah.
So like
there
I say, like,
go.
Well,
there
I got
go.
One when the Near My God to Thee, which was at Jesse James's funeral, and also the song when the Titanic went down.
Okay.
and the verse would be, I have done, I think it's in John or Acts, I get confused, I have to look it up again, it's I have done the task that thou has given me to do, basically.
Yeah. Well, be ready for somebody to say, I did it my way, and have I'm serious. People will want that from time to time. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Mark Levin. Mark Levin.
So the bigger problem or the bigger issue is the welfare state. It's the welfare state, whether we're talking about longtime American citizens, Hispanics, Asians, Blacks, Whites, everything in between. It's the welfare state that's killing the Republican Party, just as it's killing the nation.
The Great One, weekdays 5 to 8 on KCMO, Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
I knew I was stuck at this kid's house for the night. I decided to just go to sleep and get the night over with. But those guys came into the bedroom and got into a massive pillow fight. Let me tell you, it's not easy falling asleep when a sweaty little kid falls on you every 5 seconds. Even after the lights went out, Raleigh and his friends stayed up. A bunch of them snuck up on me to try and pull the hand in a bowl of warm water trick. Well, that was enough for me. I went downstairs to sleep in the basement even though it was pitch black. I left my sleeping bag upstairs and that was a mistake. It was freezing. I think it was probably the longest night of my life. When the sun came up this morning, I found out the reason it was so cold. I was sleeping right by the sliding glass door, and some fool had gone and left it open overnight. That really stunk, because if I knew there was a way to escape last night, I definitely would have taken it. To read more about the sleepover, check out Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Last Straw by Jeff Kinney. Explore new worlds and check out more cool books at your local library. And visit read.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Think carrying 10 or 20 pounds of extra weight isn't much? We went to a park, handed 10 and 20-pound sandbags to people age 45 to 60, and asked if we could follow them around.
10 pounds makes a big difference.
I'm carrying this around? It's an eye-opener.
A few extra pounds each year can cause joint pain and lead to serious chronic diseases like diabetes and heart disease.
Kind of makes me want to cry because I think this is the amount of weight I need to lose.
You would think that it wouldn't make that much of a difference, but it does.
No wonder my back hurts.
And a lot of those aches and pains we blame on aging could actually be caused by extra weight.
I didn't realize that this is what extra weight on the body feels like.
And if this is what I'm carrying around, that's heavy.
You can easily put 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds on in a year.
It really does creep up without your knowing.
Wouldn't you like to drop that weight and stop picking up more? Visit hhs.gov/1pound at a time to find out how. Because while obesity happens 1 pound at a time, so does preventing it.
Oh, I definitely felt it in my knees.
Brought to you by HHS and NIH.
I've been up all night worrying about my retirement. Am I asking all the right questions and looking at the whole picture correctly?
I went to the retirement store and their team of professionals helped me ask the right questions and put a personalized plan together that addressed my income needs, strategies to help maximize Social Security and Medicare, as well as my estate planning. The retirement store is a store full of answers, and they believe that retirement is not a rehearsal. Call today at 877-504-6600. That's 877-504-6600.
Securities and investment advisory services offered solely through Ameritas Investment Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Each and every day, someone is being told that they need a life-saving medical treatment. In many instances, that treatment requires travel to medical facilities outside of the patient's home area. What if they can't afford the travel cost? That's when individuals turn to Angel Flight Central. Angel Flight Central serves people by arranging charitable flights through the help of volunteer pilots for access to health care and for other humanitarian purposes. If you would like more information, visit angelflightcentral.org. Angel Flight Central, providing free flights for people in need.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Greg Knapp.
Coming up Monday on the show, a horrible story about a driver beaten by a crowd. Wait till you hear why. And, oh, hey, a congressman wants you to know they're underpaid. It's on the KCMO Morning Show.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 on your AM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And
I was expecting Barry's dulcet tones, but he's got to go, yeah?
Yeah, and yeah. John Perk was absent this morning, but we'll be back next week. Well, we're going to have to run through the woods here. Doug, you've got Religion on the Line.
Good morning. I originally called about the movie on Noah, but mm-hmm. I would like to reiterate what Bob just said here a little bit ago. I've preached for 25, 30 years of funerals are for the living and not for the dead.
Thank you for that
affirmation.
Emphasis, yes.
All right. Doug, we're going to put you on hold for some coasters if you like.
Oh, I have plenty of coasters.
Okay.
Oh, you don't have our coasters, gosh.
I'd still like to make my comment on the movie.
Okay, hurry.
There's the same relationship between that movie and the actual story as there is between history and Abe Lincoln and the Vampire Slayer.
Have you seen the movie, by the way?
No, I have not. I'm relying on...
I think you're probably right, but...
I'm relying on reviews I've heard from both the very conservatives to the liberals that I've listened to. So,
yeah.
I'm going to waste my money.
I think that you could wait and see it on DVD or until it goes. They give them away free at Half Price Books. So,
yeah.
All right.
I might go through it then, but not. I won't put my money down or something like that.
All right. Well, blessings on you, my friend, and thank you for your call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. All righty. And we're going to go to Mark. Mark, you've got religion on the line.
Good morning. I was calling to mention the movie on Noah there.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got to see it yet. I've heard, you know, some things people have said. But it occurred to me, since Jesus said it would be like it was in the days of Noah, to really understand what was going on in the days of Noah. And I was wondering if you guys would mind studying up the days of Noah. You know, I think it's basically Genesis chapter 6 is kind of your insight. There are other places. But show us from the Scripture what really was going on. What are these watchers? What are these Nephilim?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
For next week?
Well, we'll see. Part of it is,
I mean, you know,
it's
the movie
really
doesn't really mean anything. We want to know what it, you know, really kind of what the Bible said about that. The movie
or what we,
Hollywood.
Yeah, what we think certain things in the Bible mean. We'll have to do some interpretation.
Well, could you...
We'll try
to get to it. But I do want you to know the major point that the text makes is in those days the earth was filled with the Hebrew word is Hamas, which means violence. It's always been true, unfortunately. Always been true. And violence, the text indicates, leads to destruction.
That's a small part of the story of Noah.
Oh, I think that's the heart of the story.
Well, no. It talks about the sons of the gods coming into the daughters of men. What does that mean?
That's why I wanted
y'all to look it up.
Okay, we'll look at it. I think we're going to have some different takes on it than you. So,
well,
thank you.
That would be fine, but I'd like to hear what y'all say.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. We're going to go to Mike. Mike, you've got religion on the line.
Yes, good morning.
A little louder, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
done at funerals, and I've said before...
A little louder again, Mike. A little louder or closer to the phone, please.
Okay, closer to the phone. I've told you before that there's a poem, I Stand by the Door by Samuel Moore Shoemaker, that I want to read at my funeral.
Uh-huh.
And when I go to visit jail, I've read that in jail on several occasions there, to tell them that that's what I want read, that's important to me, but I want that to be their poem too, because I don't think when they get healed, it ends there. I think that they need to go out and share that good news.
So you're trying to evangelize them a little bit.
Well, yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And very much so, because I think if they're waiting for somebody else to come in and fix the brokenness out there, they're not coming. They wouldn't know how to fix it if they could, but they know exactly what it's been like, and God knows, and he needs them to fix it. And,
okay.
So the second thing is...
Wait, before you go on, that's a good way to finish your show, but go ahead.
Well, this maybe will be a good finish, too, and be patient with me, because it's meant to be good. I read a lot, and I take books to down there, and the pictures, the Hubble telescope with the Bible verses there will take their attention away from anything that they're doing and focus on that creation. And I got a book here a week ago that I just bought. And it's The World Must Know, the history of the Holocaust as told in the United States Holocaust Memorial
Museum. Okay, we got to go. We'll do it
let's
next
pick,
week.
Pick up. I don't know the book, so let's pick
All
up
right.
next week.
And, Michael, it's been good to be with you, and we'll see you in the studio next Sunday.
God willing, as we say. I hope to be there.
And we'll all say, on behalf of John Perk and our friend Barry Fries, we are glad to say together now,
God bless.